Hi, if I could take a moment of your time before we start, if you've enjoyed previous episodes or if you enjoy this episode, if you could subscribe on the platform that you listen to, that would be really helpful. It helps us get more guests and push the podcast forward. Thanks.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You sent me a video before this of a sim, but you've built like a, is it a G-seat? So does it shake? How does this work? And why did you build your own moving seat?
Okay, all right. A number of years ago, I had a simulator, as a lot of people do, and you get your simulator journey of you have your little plastic wheel, and then you go, okay, you go get a direct drive wheel, and have you gone that step? So
yeah, I've now gone that step.
Yeah, so you get your direct drive wheel, and you're like, wow, this is actually, hang on, that's quite impressive, like the feedback you get through the wheel of what's happening with the car. And then I came across this DIY actuator design of a vertical actuator to lift the, do the movement up and down and tilting left, right, forward, backwards off a platform. So, okay. And it was quite cool because you go, and so at the time you had the $40,000 D-Box route of going in the D-Box actuators, and there was a couple other DIY ones that weren't that good, but this one came out called the SFX100, which, okay, you go buy a 3D printer, you 3D print the mounts for the servos to the ball screws and extrusions, buy all these parts from China, and you put it together, and it's like $3,000, and you've got these high-performance actuators. Like, literally, it will lift... like your complete simulator weight with you in it is, and I'm not a big guy, about 200 kilos probably. And it will lift it off the ground. Like we go, there's one particular part on the ring, depending on some title you're on, because I think you're about 250 millimeters a second vertical speed in these actuators. And right. It literally jump the rig off the ground and walk it. <you know? laughs> Which, you have to have it on concrete and it's awesome. So So I built that and that was awesome. And then, of course, you want more. So you start looking around and what can you do more? And I'd seen a couple of designs for G-seats. Now, they're not simulating G-forces, but they're tricking your brain into what's happening. So you turn right. And on a real car, you turn right and G-forces are pushing you left into the seat, right? Yeah. So you get what's actually happening is you're not necessarily feeling the G-forces. You're feeling the pressure on your left side into the seat. That's what you're really feeling.
Yeah.
Because you can't feel this imaginary force passing across you. And this was a time when I was working sort of a corporate job and I needed some release from my build side of the brain. So yeah. I just started prototyping things and ended up prototyping this G seat that was four independent movable panels that had these big servos that would control them and use these industrial servos off CNC machines.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I actually had to dial back in the software and the settings because it did actually get a bit too quick at one point. And you're like, oh, this could actually hurt. It's quick. And so normal, like when you're going around, say, Bathurst and, you know, going up through Skyline in the car, you'll feel that movement of the car kind of almost hopping sideways on the track as you'll feel all that through the panels. But the trick is tuning the speed of that. And when you actually hit the wall and there's a sudden movement, you don't want that sudden movement to actually break something.
How does it know where to move and what to do to make it feel right?
Yeah. So what the similar to games or racing titles have is they have a feed of information that's coming out of them. That's the actual real world. Well, not real world, but virtual world.
Yeah.
Telemetry of the car. So, you know, what its angle, you know, roll, pitch, yaw.
Yeah.
And what the G-forces are that's happening or coming out. So as the car is going up and down, you know, goes over a bump, there'll be a spike in the G-forces, the vertical G-forces. And the tracks are all laser scanned. So they are incredibly detailed. You can tell if you're hitting a regular curb versus a sausage curb. And then a couple of clever people have written software that takes that telemetry and allows you to convert it into movement of the actuators. So, you know, hey, if you get a spike of some G's going, you know, some negative or positive G's laterally,
yeah,
then that translates into some movement of the servo that's controlling the flap with a whole bunch of settings around it with decay curves and all sorts of wizardry going on inside there.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.